Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
This is Opening Day with WTMJ.
Yes, we are live at AmFam Field. It's the sun's shining. People are starting to walk up. Parking lot, at least the one I'm looking at, is about half full. So get on out. Celebrate some baseball, at least Milwaukee style. And we have another great conversation going to happen here with our own Garrett Mitchell and our own Greg Matzik. Take it away, Greg.
Yeah, happy to be joined in the dugout with by Garrett Mitchell. We were talking basketball with Brian Hudson. He and McGill could be a good center power forward combination. I got to think with your lateral speed and agility, you maybe shooting guard, point guard. Did you play hoops growing up?
I did. Yeah, I actually played more of the 4 and 5 because I was one of the taller ones in high school when I was playing. But you could put me at the 1 or the 5. I don't care.
Okay, let's talk speed. Are you the fastest man on the roster? Was that discussion had during spring training? I think I would put a vote on you.
I mean, I don't know. We haven't raced or anything like that, so I'm not quite sure. But I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter. I know I'm fast anyway. So.
Well, that's good. Part of a really talented outfield for the Brewers this season. You've been in this dugout before on opening day, Garrett. You're back. You're healthy. Does it feel like time to break out for you and, you know, play that full season that I know you want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just about being consistent every day. So just treating it one day at a time and seeing where we get.
You have had a flair for the dramatic, too. I don't know if you look back on that kind of stuff and just – have you always had the, sort of that clutch gene? It seems like in a big moment, when the bat's in your hands, good things tend to happen.
I mean, it's nice that that happens, right? I feel like my heart rate does a pretty good job of staying pretty low in moments like that, like just not trying to do too much. Like the moment that's presented itself and what's going on around me, like all of that makes the tension really high. So I don't try to bring any more tension to it. Just try to be relaxed and get a job done.
This is the organization that drafted you, the organization that you know. What is it like for you to be a part of this team and this organization trying to build off a 90-plus win season?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the core of us all coming up through the minor leagues and then getting here, just about winning every single day. We understand that we're not a big market team. We're not bringing a bunch of guys. It's the group of guys that we have and putting in the pieces that fit the rest of that puzzle. So it's so exciting to come out here with this team every day. We work our butts off. We want to win every day, and we play like our butts on fire.
There's a lot of grit, yeah. Right? There's a lot of grit with this team. That really showed up last year, and it was kind of talked about. Young team, youngest team in the league, not a lot of veterans, a few. All of a sudden, Yelich is like one of the old guys, which seems kind of strange. But that almost seems like a, I don't know if it's a chip on the shoulder is the right term, but more of a like, all right, we'll show you. Well,
yeah.
You'll see.
I mean, I don't feel like that's really anything new for us. You know, even these past few years, it's kind of been the same thing. So, but that's not really the point. It's more, like I said, how we show up every day and trying just to win that day. And looking after 162 games are played, hopefully, you know, we're looking at the top of the division, doing what we said that we wanted to do when we started the year.
Garrett Mitchell joining us in the dugout here. What was your offseason like? Go anywhere? Do anything fun?
Not as much this year. Kind of kept it more chill. But kept training pretty much right when the season ended. The way the season ended obviously sucked, but I felt like there was a lot of good things that went on, just the way I felt. So continued doing stuff pretty much probably a week or two after the season ended. And then other than that, just hung out with friends and family.
A lot of Netflix?
A ton, yeah.
Do you have a go-to, by the way?
I'm watching F1 right now. So that's been pretty fun to watch. My wife likes to watch, like the Love Islands,
yeah,
or
right.
Like those types of things. So I don't watch them a ton, but I'm trying to, you know, spend some time with her watching that as well.
Yeah, isn't that kind of a debate who gets the Netflix of the night in the Mitchell household?
It's more her than me.
Okay, fair enough. Well, your job takes up a lot of evenings.
Yeah, definitely.
At times, so
definitely.
She can binge perhaps during the day. Does this feel like home to you now? I mentioned it's the organization you started your career with, but is Milwaukee feeling like home to you?
Yeah, I mean, you spend most of the year here. We spend more time here than we do at, you know, where we live in the off season. So. Yeah, it's definitely getting more and more comfortable every time we're here. You know, I'm just excited to get playing again, you know. So being here, it feels more like home than home does.
You know, a lot of tributes to Bob Uecker. We saw it in New York. We'll see plenty today and really throughout the year. What did he mean to you, just getting to know him over the last couple of years?
Man, I don't even know where to begin. feel like a lot of that is even hard to describe to anyone who hasn't really spent time on the field here with Bob. You see it from the outside perspective, what he's done for the game, as long as he's been in the game for. But the way he touches people, the way he makes you smile, you know, just it you could really ask that question to anyone. You're going to get a different story every single time. But they all kind of get back to the same point of, like, the positivity, the energy, the lightheartedness that he brought to the field. It's something that we're definitely going to miss.
Yeah, you always knew when Bob was in the room.
Absolutely.
Garrett Mitchell in the dugout here. Steve, we'll get news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Then before too long, Brewers baseball, first pitch set for just after 1 o'clock. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you.